Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Thursday morning, May 8th. Not too much of a chance for showers today, Peyton Malone says, but tomorrow you can look for an all-day rain. And then Saturday and Sunday, Mother's Day weekend, about a 50-50 chance for showers throughout the day. And then we get into our summertime pattern because we're approaching mid-May, and what else can you expect? The Fed met yesterday, and back in the day, we didn't even know what the Federal Reserve was, let alone monitoring every meeting. Greg McBride joins us now, Chief Financial Analyst for Bankrate, to talk about it. How you doing, Greg?
Good morning, Tommy. Great to be with you.
Yeah, I like the old days better when, you know, it's like in the movie The Other Guys when they thought the Federal Reserve was a prison. You know, it was better when we didn't know about all of this. Tell me, before we talk about what the Fed did yesterday, where did the big focus on the Fed come from all of a sudden?
Well, you know, I think a lot of it traces back to the financial crisis and maybe even before that, the recession after the dot-com bust. You know, that was the point where personal finance went from being a spectator sport to a participatory sport, mm-hmm. right? Just the broad impact on households that were felt in each of those two recessions. And the Federal Reserve, I think, at that point really became, in the mainstream, if you will, in terms of people's awareness, just because of the volatile swings that we had seen in interest rates during periods where the economy was reeling to, when the housing market was going gangbusters and then, down to zero at the great financial crisis. So, it's had a relevant role, in the pocketbook issues of households going back the past couple of decades. I think that was, if I had to kind of, pinpoint something, mm-hmm. I think that was the turning point.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, somebody texted in, we take things for granted, Greg, and they said they still don't know what the Federal Reserve is. So perhaps you can give us a brief explanation for those that don't know.
Yeah, they do a couple things. I mean, part of their job is as a regulator of financial institutions. But, what we're talking about and, what we often talk about when we mention the Federal Reserve is what's called monetary policy. And basically, they control the price of money. And they use that. They do that through interest rates. And that interest rate can be like a gas pedal or a brake for the economy. If the economy is sluggish and it needs some gas, they can cut interest rates to give the economy the juice it needs. If inflation is too high, things are running too hot, and they need to, slow it down just a little bit, well, then they press on the brake. That's what we've experienced the past several years, where they were raised interest rates dramatically to get inflation under control, and then they started to ease that back a little bit last year. For now, they're on hold, but the economy has held up remarkably well considering how high interest rates have gone.
So what they said yesterday is leave everything alone. Don't touch anything.
For now, yes. There's just nothing in the economic data that really compels them to cut interest rates further at this point. That could change. We've seen consumer and business sentiment just completely fall off the table. But when you look at metrics like consumer spending or unemployment, well, you get a different picture. Things are still hanging in there quite nicely. Again, that could change. And that's what they want to buy a little bit more time, just to see if they start to see a deterioration in the labor market, if consumer spending starts to dial back. That's going to get their attention. That's the type of thing that could prompt them to begin cutting interest rates this summer.
Well, I know this could come as a surprise to people, but President Trump took to social media, and some of what he had to say wasn't very nice. He said, too late, Jerome Powell is a fool, all capital letters, who doesn't have a clue. Other than that, I like him very much. Oil and energy way down, almost all costs, groceries and eggs, in quotation marks, down. Virtually no inflation, tariff money pouring into the U.S., the exact opposite of too late and joy. Would you care to interpret that, Greg, in terms of what's true there, what's not, or how it applies to what happened yesterday?
Well, energy prices are down dramatically, but a lot of that is because of the expectation that the economy, the global economy, is going to slow dramatically. Even some of the other things that, you know, inflation has, you know, some of the food items where you're not seeing the inflation now that you saw a few years ago, that doesn't mean we're paying the same prices that we were a few years ago. Prices are still a lot higher than they were. They may not be going up as fast, but they're still a lot higher. And so, you know, households still feel the strain from what was the cumulative effect of inflation over a period of years. And so, you know, when you introduce the prospect of widespread tariffs that are effectively a tax on the end user, a lot of that's going to get passed on to consumers. That's going to further stretch household budgets. So there's a certain pocketbook risk to consumers there as well.
So just I'm just going from my personal anecdotal experience, what I've experienced. Inflation, the rate of inflation might be slowing, but I've not seen any prices come down at the grocery store, or am I missing something?
No, that's exactly right. I mean, it's, you know, what matters to households is what price am I paying? And that price, it's a lot higher than it was a few years ago. And that's what people feel. And, you know, how much of that change has come in the last 6 or 12 months versus how much of it came a year or 2 years ago really doesn't matter. The fact is that price is a lot higher than it was. That really hits at the strain that households are feeling. That's one of the reasons you've seen consumer confidence fall as low as it has, because households are already strained by the cumulative effect of inflation, and they fear inflation is going to rear its head again because of tariffs. So that's really what's undermined consumer confidence.
Right, let me take a break. We'll pick it up when we come back. I'll open the Oakmont Jeweler text me line at 504-260-1870. I know a lot of people are very big fans of President Trump that listen, and that's fine. But have you seen, just in terms of what's true or not, have you seen grocery prices come down? Because sometimes I think President Trump thinks that just because he says it, it becomes true. And while the rate of inflation might be down, I don't know that I've seen almost all cost groceries and eggs, for example, down. I've not seen the prices come down. But if you have, let me know at 504-260-1870. 621 traffic now, WWL. 626, Tommy Tucker, WWL, talking to Greg McBride, Chief Financial Analyst for Bankrate. The Fed met yesterday, decided not to lower interest rates for now. The president took to social media and said that too late, Jerome Powell is a fool. So apparently he wants the Fed to lower interest rates. What is the president's strategy there? Do you know, Greg, why he wants the Fed to lower interest rates, with an eye toward what?
Well, you know, lower interest rates are favored by investors and a lot of politicians because it helps juice the economy. Mm. But we've got inflation still higher than it should be, and there's a prospect it could go even higher. So, you know, it's not the right time to give the economy more juice. You know, if all the uncertainty that's come about as a result of tariffs, if that is something that does become a drag on economic growth, well, you know, then he'll get his wish and the Fed will start cutting rates. But they'll be cutting rates because the economy is weakening. Right now, the economy is strong enough. It doesn't need lower rates.
What would happen if the Fed, if the president were to get his way and the Fed were to raise rates, in your opinion, what would happen?
Well, if the president got his way, the Fed would actually
lower rates, not raise.
The risk of doing that too soon is that it could further ignite inflation. You know, inflation's already higher than they want it to be. Everybody's bracing that it's going to go even higher because of the prospect of tariffs and stuff. So, you know, if you cut interest rates too soon, it pours more lighter fluid on that fire.
Somebody texted in and said that the grocery prices, a couple of texts have come in and said the grocery prices have definitely not come down. Other people are texting in saying that eggs and gasoline have, the price of those have come down. I don't buy eggs and gas. I never pay attention to anyway because what are you going to do? You need it, right? You got to buy it. When it comes to the president and his control over Jerome Powell and being able to hire or fire the chairman of the Federal Reserve, how does that all play out, Greg?
Now, that's more of a legal or political question. I think the Jerome Powell's stance has been that the way the law is written, that the Fed is independent. You know, research has shown that countries that have an independent central bank, mm-hmm. that they have faster economic growth, lower inflation, and lower unemployment than countries that have a central bank that's directly influenced by government.
So how did he get his job? Maybe I should have asked it that way.
Trump appointed him.
Okay. So he's appointed for a term, and then when the term runs out, Trump gets to appoint somebody else, or when does his term run out?
Yeah, his term runs out next May in a year. So Trump had appointed him. He was reappointed by Biden, and his term is up at next May.
I got you. Do you think he survives and remains the Fed chairman, or does President Trump replace him with somebody that is more friendly to President Trump's way of running things?
Well, I think he's out the door next May.
Okay.
You know, as to what the replacement is, you know, that's anybody's guess at this point.
All right. So if you had to predict what's going to happen with interest rates going forward for the next either, when do they meet again? 3 months?
No, they meet again in mid-June. They meet about every 6 to 8 weeks.
Okay.
To answer your question, I think we'll see interest rates come down this year. I just think it's going to come down for the reason we don't want, right? We want interest rates to come down because inflation pressures are easing. We don't want interest rates to come down because the economy is weakening. There's a lot of risk to the economy right now. And I think if we do see lower interest rates through the balance of this year, that it's more likely because the economy is weakening, not because inflation pressures are receding.
Thank you, Greg. Appreciate your time and your patience. Greg McBride, Chief Financial Analyst for Bankrate. We'll take a break. Come back. Talk to Mike Strain, Commissioner of Louisiana Department of Agriculture and Forestry, as we do every Thursday morning here on WWL.